What's up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and you're in for a little treat because this is not a live show. This was recorded a week ago. I'm just going to let you know out the gate. I don't want you to be tricked. I don't lie to the people. This is a true show here. And what we have is an interview with Eric the Smoke Moran. He is a huge personality in the geek world. If you haven't heard about him, you are about to. He does everything. He juggles cosplay. He's in films right now that include huge stars like Michael Rooker. Stan Lee is working on this new project with him. He is a comic book character named Freight Train. This is a legitimate comic book character made by DC Comics after this man's image and huge personality. And we have him on the show for about 40 plus minutes of jam-packed action. If you guys haven't already, follow us on Twitter at VideoGameBang, Facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang. And as always, get the latest and greatest in geek and gamer news on NerdReactor.com. It's a great website. We will be with them in E3, so keep it locked on that Twitticus because we are going to be having a lot of updates hands-on with games that aren't out yet. So that's always amazing. I got nothing else to say. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizza tacos? It's Corey Vincent here, and we are listening to Video Game Bang, which is technically accurate because we're wearing headphones and I can hear my own voice.
Wow.
I had to back. See how I talked my way out of that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You heard his voice. You know him. You love him. He's the big, sexy, black chocolate man we like to call Aaron Carter. How you been?
Wow. I've been great. Great, everybody. Sweden and USA. Tied. Yep.
We had to go
it's
there.
It's soccer season.
We have one.
It is soccer.
One thing.
Season. You don't understand how big
this
soccer
is a geek
season
podcast.
Is. And geeks don't like soccer?
No.
You're crazy.
No, we like internets. All right? We like hard drives.
Soccer
okay?
is on internets.
We like boobs that are
boobs
drawn.
Are the Women's World Cup?
Animated
or?
Boobs.
Just letting you know, Women's World Cup is down right now.
You know, I'll tell you what, Hope Solo can kick my ass whenever she wants.
Why would she kick it?
Well, she's a soccer player, and she is very aggressive from what I read.
With the police involved, yeah, she is very aggressive.
Video Game Bang is brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And what we are reacting to is this is a unique episode. This is very pre-recorded. Typically, when we record a show, it's like the day before, so you can get close to live. This one, on the other hand, is a bit different because I am in L.A. right now.
Wow.
Like how I did that?
You're in L.A.
I'm in L.A. Because when you're listening to this, I will be in L.A. at E3, the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
Wow, you got that one.
You didn't think I knew that?
Question.
What a jerk. While Aaron will be probably in his underwear eating Cheetos.
In David Webb's house? No. Or yeah, actually.
No, because
probably.
Is... Why would you be? You just made it weird, sir.
Probably.
You just made it very
ready, Mr. Webb.
So, this is going to be an advanced taping. Now, if you guys follow the show, which I know you all do, we were scheduled to have our interview with Eric Smoke Moran last week, but due to some unforeseen circumstances, he had to bail out to handle some personal matters. So now he is back. As promised, we are delivering this time with Eric the Smoke Moran, and he is larger than life. That's the way to describe this guy. If you have never met him or seen him, he's a big, intimidating figure, but he's a softie.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a, I don't know, actually. I don't know what's hard on the outside and soft on the inside.
Hard on the outside and soft on the inside.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure people are screaming at their...
Yeah, like, your mother is...
Eric is going to be with us pretty much the entire show. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. We're going to be talking about cosplay. We're going to be talking about his film endeavor, Trek Isolation, and everything in between, some personal stuff in his life, some big things he has on the horizon, and much, much more. But first, we got to promote a few things. If you love the show, help us out. We are right now recording in my mother's house. So this is embarrassing. But we got a lot of stuff that we need to take care of in the new studio that's coming very shortly. So if you want to help us out on that endeavor, Patreon.com is where you go. Patreon.com/videogamebang. You can do a monthly donation to the show. Even a dollar. Come on.
So just a dollar.
$1 will feed
and save the lives of millions.
If you do that, we'd be eternally grateful. We offer incentives for different things. We will send you nude pictures, whatever you want, basically. We will do it for money.
Wow.
Facebook.com.
I don't know about all that. /video.
I will. Maybe not Aaron.
Yeah, there you go.
Twitter, @VideoGameBang. And you know what makes it really easy to get the Video Game Bang in your life is if you subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. You can hit a little subscribe button, and therefore you don't have to come search us no more. We come to you. We just jump on your phone and say, hello, listen to us. And two times a week, we got the weekday show hosted by moi, and then the weekend show hosted by Aaron Carter. And I wanted to ask you, any chance we'll be moving to the new Yahoo game? Not Yahoo games. That's how it's in touch with
them. Wow, good Lord.
YouTube games.
There's a YouTube games now? I'm unaware of this.
Oh, broke today. I mean, last week.
Oh, broke last week?
Okay. Broke last week. I'm sure you know about it now.
Yeah, I definitely know about it now. Yeah, all the details. There's games. There's YouTube.
Well, and they're offering a streaming service that is basically going to challenge Twitch to a duel. They're going for it.
What are they offering different, though?
There's not a full list of details that I've been able to find. But I'm thinking, you know, we make the Switch early.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got it. We got to get on there. Like, what was the other one, though?
Oh.
Yeah, we made the Switch early to that. And then switched early back, too.
Yeah, we switched right back.
I think YouTube has the following already for that type of thing.
And they have, like, celebrities already. So all they have to do is, like, grab up, what's his name? The Swedish guy. PewDiePie? Grab PewDie. Grab Digital Corridor.
They're already doing. Yeah, I already know Digital Corridor. Or not Digital. Node.
Node, yeah.
Yeah, they're in it.
Digital Underground, Crisscross. Get them all round up together. And you already have your stars.
Yeah.
So
it's hard to break into the internet.
It is.
It's hard to break into the internet. Yeah.
I've tried. What else we got to say before the big interview? Oh, follow us on Twitter. I said it already, but I mean it because, like I said, I am currently in L.A., you know, probably doing a lot of awesome stuff, probably rubbing elbows with lots of hot chicks and famous people. So you're going to want to see the pictures and all the coverage, because we're going to be getting firsthand with a lot of games, including Aeon Altar, which I'm looking forward to, the new Guitar Hero, I believe.
Yeah, some awesome guys.
A lot of awesome stuff. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw the little tweet that they tweeted out.
Yeah.
Awesome guys.
Oh, yeah, awesome. But back to Eric the Smoke Moran. We'll just give you a brief history of how we met him. We met him at Sacramento Wizard World. He like hosted everything. He had like 4 panels. Mm-hmm. He hosted the cosplay thing, and he has one simple message that he's going to get into a lot. And that's about just doing you, just doing it big. Because when you look at the man, he's what, 6 foot something?
It's like 7'8".
300+ pounds of professional wrestler style. Like, he's loud. He actually does professional wrestling, and he cosplays as characters you wouldn't, you know, maybe people would look at it and scoff. Like, that's not the Reverse Flash. The Reverse Flash was a skinny white man.
Yeah.
But Smoke says, screw that. I'm going to make a better costume.
He blasts the barriers down.
He breaks the doors down.
Yes.
And his cosplay is so good.
It is.
That Flash, his Reverse Flash cosplay specifically, it's the one I pick out because it just blew me away, is like screen accurate.
Screen to the TV or?
To the TV show. Okay. I mean, it's like gritty. I mean, it looks movie quality.
He does very good work. Yeah, he does very good craftsmanship.
So we're going to be talking to him after the break. So we're going to take a quick little pause here to get all of our ducks in a row. And we will be back momentarily with Eric the Smoke Moran. Stick around.
What's up, everybody? Wizard World is right around the corner. And guess who is going to have their very own panel? With Janice Davis. That's right, the Video Game Bang crew. So you should come out definitely on that Friday, June 19th at 5 o'clock, room 307, because we're going to be there and you should be there, or be square, because you don't want to be square, right? Circle is always better than square, you know, whatever.
All right, welcome back to Video Game Bang. Thanks for sticking around after the break. And as we promised, we have him on the Skype machine. He is Eric the Smoke Moran. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, Video Game Bang? I'm glad to be here. Sorry for the holdup. I'm glad to finally get on the show. I'm real excited. Thank you guys again for having me on your show.
Well, it's an honor for us to have you. We've actually, we met you back at the last Sacramento Wizard World. That's when you first jumped on our radar. We were there on behalf of Nerd Reactor, and we attended the cosplay contest, which you ran, and you had several panels that you were the lead on. Are you still doing all that work with Wizard World?
Not as much because of the fact that they wanted to go in a couple of different directions. I'm still working with them from time to time, but because I'm also doing other shows and filming and all, it's not as much as I was last year because of all the other, let's just say a lot more opportunities opened up, a lot more doors opened up, and which is a good thing. And so I still have a great working relationship with Wizard, and you'll probably be seeing me show up at a Wizard show when you least expect it.
All right. That's exciting. That's exciting and a little scary.
Well, it's not like it's a stalker situation or anything. It's going to be a very cool situation.
It seemed like you were running the show. I mean, you had the you really captivated the crowd with that contest. I mean, and there was a lot going on. You're one of those larger than life personalities.
Well, thank you. But it was an element of I think of a little bit of everyone being aboard from having working like with people like Ivy, Doom Kitty, Jason, David, Frank, and then you have the crew from the Wizard World staff. It's a team effort, and so that's what motivates me. The people that I work with on stage, it gives me the inspiration to do what I do. And then the most important thing is giving back to the fans. The fans that embrace me on the con floor and meeting a lot of the fans, a lot of them showed up for the contest. So that's what makes it worthwhile. I mean, getting the cosplayers motivated not to be scared of the crowd, but embracing the crowd, showing off all that hard work that they put into their costumes, that's their time to shine. So I try to make sure that the audience and the cosplayers give their all, and then the judges are going to follow suit with it. So we just wanted to bring a really great element to the whole contest element.
We have cosplayers that follow the show because we like to talk to the cosplayers. And Macy Rose, a huge cosplayer in Sacramento, is a friend of the show. Tell everyone a little bit about what your specialty is, because you have a very unique set of skills in the cosplay world.
Man, where do I start? I've been cosplaying since before it was even called cosplay, before it was called costuming. I my history is kind of vast. I mean, being a United States Marine, a pro wrestler, an actor, a model, and then expanding from there, being a producer, director, and then being an avid fan. Mind you, I was an avid fan of anything that was dealing with pop culture. And then expanding on that from cosplaying, I just kind of I'm a fan of every genre in pop culture. So I like taking on cosplays that a lot of people wouldn't touch, and then the ones that do, I bring my own element to the stage, bigger than, like you said, bigger than life, and I bring to life that character. I made such an impact on a lot of these characters that I got the attention from DC Comics, Dan Didio, and he made me a DC comic book character, Freight Train, for DC Comics. I have been in 5 different comic books so far, from Big City Comics, Tempest, and then the other series, Tainted. They're finally coming out with a graphic novel later this summer. I'm also in a current series in George Perez's book, Sirens. I'm going to be in another upcoming project with Robert Garrett. So it's really something when you're not only a cosplayer, but you're that cosplayer that brings that character to life, and you're bringing the character that they have you in the books on, and you're bringing them to life. So it's a lot of different elements that I try to bring. And then also, like I said, again, I try to cosplay anything that nostalgic-wise that I'm a fan of, to the table to really, and then at the same time inspire other people that maybe I have thought about wanting to cosplay because they're either too big or they feel that they're too old or not the right color or size. I eliminate all that by showing them that, you could do anything you want to do in cosplay. That's what the whole idea of cosplaying is about. It's about having fun.
All right, Mr. Moran. Let's get to the nitty gritty here. All right, we're gonna throw some hard ones at you.
Oh wow. Okay. Aaron Carter. Oh. He we were talking a lot about Trek Isolation in the back.
That's what we're getting to right now. Trek Isolation. This is big.
You know what? You know what? See, this is what kills me. I love it when you just came in there and you're like, okay, Mr. Eric. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. I'm like, oh, I like your voice. Yes. You have a very, very stern voice there. Yes. Yes. Go right ahead.
Trek Isolation. You've already been immortalized in comic books. And now we're hitting the big screen now. Trek Isolation. This is big. We got names that you're throwing out there. Huge names. How did Eric the Smoke Moran bring this cast of people together to get this Trek Isolation?
It's a star-studded cast. Well, this is amazing.
This is no little small thing here. This is, you know, we got some.
It's pretty big. It was a lot of different elements. Dave Turner and I, Dave, of course, who's married to Ivy Doomkitty. Dave Turner and myself, who are avid Star Trek fans, wanted to put something together that hasn't been done before, that's unprecedented. And
Do we lose him?
I think we lost him.
We got you. Oh, we got you.
He breaks through the internet,
right,
too. Look at that.
I'm right here.
Is that freight train's? Is that freight train's superpower?
Yes, you do. Yeah, look at that.
Wow.
That's good. That's awesome.
Can you guys hear me good?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, awesome. What's the last thing you guys heard me say?
The thing that stunned me the most is when you mentioned that Ivy Doomkitty is married. And that
he was a little heartbroken.
Well, yeah,
that's
yeah,
what that
much
was.
Pretty much ruined my life, so thanks a lot, Eric.
Ivy and Dave Turner, they work together as a team. They're really good. And Dave Turner and I, who are partners, we're both creators of the show for Trek Isolation. And basically, Dave and I had sat down one day and we were a part of another project that didn't turn out the way we wanted to. So Dave and I started our own thing. And one of the things I had the opportunity to work with is the legendary John Broughton.
Okay. John Broughton, who created the series Starship Ferrigan, who's been around for like over 10 years. He's one of the most respected series in the TOS era as far as the fan film and Trek communities. He helped a lot with Star Trek Continues, Phase 2, as far as with the sets and everything else. And so basically John has been a strong element as far as not only just as executive producer, but assisting Dave and myself to make sure that we are the best as far as putting out Trek Isolation is concerned, as far as uniforms, presentation, storyline, everything. We got great writers, Kyle Williamson and Brian Lessig, who basically helped put the story together for Trek Isolation. And then we have great costume designers. We're basically trying to do something that has not been done in a Trek series before, and we're trying to set something that's, as I've said before, that's unprecedented. So without trying to give away anything about the story, this is where you have a lot of the celebrity elements. It kind of just rolled into it, and one person heard about it, and this person talked about it, and now, right now, the ball is rolling, and we're getting great casting from it. You know, so I'm kind of taken back myself, personally.
Is there intimidation on your guys' end? Because, I mean, you guys have not done anything of this scale before, and then when you throw in guys like...
I've worked in film, and I've worked on TV and stuff, so
really?
Nothing new for me. And working with celebrities, like I said again, seeing the fact that I am somewhat of a celebrity myself, it's kind of one of those things that, look, the bottom line is anyone who works in the entertainment business is just like a job like anyone else. The only difference is we're in the spotlight more. So as far as the intimidation factor, nah, it's not intimidation. Of course there is that excitement, that nervousness, because you want to be able to please the fans, and you can't please everyone no matter how hard you try. So you try to give a good percentage of what the fans, true Trek fans and true fans of science fiction, would want to see. And so we're trying to do that. And so far, from our small little trailer vignettes, the response has been, you know, definitely positive. It's definitely been positive.
So is that who you're catering to with this project? Are you going for the hardcore Trek fans, or are you going for a broader audience of people who may not?
Well, basically, it's for me, it's about the fans and telling great Trek stories. For Dave and I, we worked hard on that because we are fans, first and foremost. If we can reach new fans that want to learn more about the Trek universe and all, and if we are the ones that set it off for those particular people that are coming in for the first time that have never seen Trek, whether it's TOS, Next Gen, DS9, Voyager, Enterprise, and they've never seen any of the movies, and they want to go in saying, okay, I've heard so much about Star Trek, I'm checking out Trek Isolation. Okay, I want to know more about Star Trek. And we're the platform that give them the opportunity to inspire them to want to see more about it. Then, yeah, then, of course, without a question. For the fans, oh, yeah, definitely. Because as a person growing up as a Star Trek fan, I never thought I would be on the sets of like, Enterprise or even close to it. I would never have thought in a million years I would do my own, you know, Trek series. So with doing Trek Isolation, we're doing just that, you know. And I think it really hit us really when I had Chris Cross, who's done stuff with DC Comics and Boom and everything that he's been doing, taking the time to do the artwork and with Stan on there and all, and having his artwork. And he just finished doing DC Convergence and all. And I'm seeing all this artwork and everything, and we're getting a couple other different artists that want to do some stuff with us. And, you know, having a lot of celebrities that want to make appearances on it, it's kind of like, wow, it's surreal, man. It's totally surreal.
Is there anybody you're pursuing to get on, like, from the original Star Trek or who has been involved in?
You know what? How can I say this? I had the opportunity to meet a lot of them, and I've been honored to meet half the cast from all the different ones. But, like, I really, because they get offered a lot and they get asked a lot, and after a while, it's like, you know, don't get me wrong. If any of them ever wanted to do that with us, I would be more than, like, I would totally, because then that's when you know you really got on point with it. But so far, the response from some of the casts from the different series and all, that have seen what we've been doing and all, basically they like what they see. I've been getting a lot of great advice, and so far it's been a blessing. So, you know, on that note, you know, that feels great. I mean, for Dave and I, it really feels great. And we may have one or two surprises that we can't talk about yet, but we may have one or two surprises that people might be like, whoa, you guys got what? You know, so it would be very cool to see what we come up with next to surprise the masses.
Are we looking at possible sequels here to Isolation?
Well, if the first part of Isolation, if Isolation series itself, I call it, like Dave and I call it different, we call it in different forms. Like I call it season one. Dave, you know, it's going to be broken like it's going to be broken down like a serial, and then it's going to come together as one big feature movie. So it's like, I look at it as season one. So in my terminology, if season one does well and we're getting the momentum like we're supposed to get, then of course we're definitely going to do a follow-up. Also, because I'm working with John Broughton with his other upcoming series, Very Good Forward, I'm going to be not only working with future projects that's taking place in the future, but I'm also working in the past with Trek Isolation. So it's going to be, like I said, a broad scale where you're working doing the character in the future as well as in the past. So to be able to do two different projects in Trek, it just for me, it's just like, you know, fanboy's dream.
I saw some of your short films on your on the YouTube, and I was mm-hmm. wondering, are you ever going to delve into a big project for like either a Marvel or DC? Because I saw your the DC one you did where you as Batman and you had Robin come back and, you know, had you...
Flashfall. Yes. You're talking about Flashfall.
Yeah.
I'm thought about doing a follow-up. I'm actually thinking about doing a Freight Train fan film. So since I'm now officially a DC comic book character, I can get away with it now. Yeah. I can actually do one. So I'm actually really pressing to do one. that, like I said again, because of his origins and everything, it's going to make it unique. I was thinking about doing a possible short based on Freight Train. I have two other ongoing series going on, Doctor Who Legacy, which is basically Doctor Who Torchwood crossover series. The series has picked up so much momentum that BBC America has praised our series and stuff as a sequel to Torchwood, which was, you know, again, I was floored.
Yeah.
And so basically, Brian Terranova and myself, who are two of the creators of the series, we're sitting back down, getting back on the drawing board and start getting some of the scripts and writing together, because we've been kind of laying low for a while, working with Jay Justice and everything else. With my other series, The Deep End, which is our Dread series, we've been working with Oliver Hemendale from Sunny Knee Pictures and my production company, Together Brothers Productions. It's a UK-US crossover series. They have a series called The Curse Edge, and our series is Deep End. So both our series intertwines with each other. And the series, again, has gotten a lot of positive response from a lot of the Dread fans. Carl Urban himself supports our film, and he loved what he saw and stuff. So right there was like, you know, when you have Dread himself saying, hey, I love the series, Curse Edge, Deep End, I'm totally floored. So, you know, like I said, again, we have a great team that we're working with Kurt Struess, Sean Cho, and we're working with these great guys who are putting the costumes and props together. We got a great cast, Sid O'Connell. We got all these great, great talented people that are working with us. So when you have a great group like this and working on all these film projects, man, it's something. And so, you know, to me, sometimes, you know, when you have these big budget Hollywood films, a lot of times people like to go back to the roots, like going to see independent or even short films, because of the simple fact is it goes right to the point, and also they don't have to compromise their story for Hollywood. They're sticking true what we love to do. Now, one day would I love to be like a Kevin Smith or something? Of course, where I can do my own films and really do it on a larger scale with a bigger budget. As long as I don't have to compromise of who I am as a creator of a show or a series or a film, and I have to change the characters or anything, I don't have to compromise my talent as far as what I want to put on screen or the people I work with, then that's, again, telling true stories, you know?
Aaron here is, he writes stories and does little short films as well. And that's common. A lot of people are doing this on YouTube. What's your best advice to those people who may be listening to this that want to get to your level?
Well, it's basically, I got up one day, I was inspired. First of all, let me just say this. I was inspired by a lot of filmmakers right now that are currently out there. You got Chris Notarelli with Blink Entertainment. You got Lou Klein, who did Contract of Evil. You got my buddy Chyna McRoy, who's working on his Bane series. You have Aaron Schrock with the Superhero Beatdowns. Sandy Carolla, who basically was the first inspiration for me when he did Batman Dead End. That's what got me really pumped. And to become friends with him on Facebook, for example, and to be able to say, let him know that he was my inspiration, Lou Klein and a lot of these other great film. For me, anybody that's out there that wants to do a film, I tell them right off the gate, just do it. If you have a great crew to work with and you have people that believe in what you're doing, you're going to be able to get it off the ground, whether you have a big budget, low budget, or no budget. If you have a story to tell, tell it. Don't let no one tell you can't do it and limit yourself. You know, there's no such thing as no in filmmaking. Just do, you know. Or do, or do not. There is no, I'm going to try, you know? So, like I said, again, I just have a lot of fun doing it, man. And anybody that wants to learn, write, or anything, I tell them, man, go for it, you know, without a question. And if it's just something I can do to give them that extra push, hey, so be it, you know?
In your dealings and getting to where you're at, have you had a lot of experience with haters? People trying to tear down your projects and stuff like that. Like when you go to the film festivals, people overly critiquing or more jealous.
No, well, you know what? That's the whole point about films. you're going to have, again, as I said in my prior, you're never going to make anyone happy. Not everyone, no matter what you put into a film, no matter how hard you try, you're not going to be able to please anyone. And especially in this day and age with social media and all, you're not going to be able to please anyone. Are you going to get haters? Of course you're going to get haters. Are you going to get people that love your stuff? Of course you do. It's when no one says anything at all. If no one is saying nothing at all, hate, love, or in between, then that means you did a bad film. Because if no one's talking about you, that means you're not either promoting it right or you're not telling a strong enough story. But if people are talking about you, for better or for worse, there's no such thing as bad publicity. So I can have the biggest haters around. I wouldn't care. Because guess what? You took the time to watch my project. So, you know, I don't really get caught up in the, oh, my God, what if someone doesn't like my thing? Guess what? I did something that a lot of these cats out here could only thought or talk about in their basement. I actually made this dream come true. I actually brought people together. I actually took the time to put costumes or put a story team together or a production together. How many people can say that? No, those same ones are the ones that want to criticize other people's work. Well, I thought it was sucky because the continuity was kind of off. The hairstyle was not right. And so, yes, I'm saying this because I'm living under my mom's basement.
Hey, wait, be careful, be careful.
It was the worst movie ever. Personally, that means you took the time to watch it. So, again, I love the haters. I loved them when I was a pro wrestler. I love them even now. Bring on the haters, because all they're doing is blowing me up more. I love the fans. I love the people that love the work we do. Again, I embrace them. I love them to death. So, again, I tell anyone out here, including you guys, there's no such thing, whether you're a cosplayer, whether you're a filmmaker, actor, and whatever you do, as long as you're trying to do the best you can do and you're promoting something positive, then don't worry about what anyone thinks. And excuse my language, screw them, because I couldn't care less. You know, that's the problem. A lot of people have egos and, oh, well, and I'm like this. Please, I'm not even, please. No one has time for that nonsense. You know, if you want to tell a story, if you want to wear a costume, if you want to do anything that you want to do, you don't worry about what these people think. I'm living proof. If I worried about what people think right now, I would not be on your show. Okay? Bottom line. So, obviously, I don't give a, excuse my language, I don't give a F what anyone thinks of me. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now.
Do you think that right there, what you just said about not caring and just doing what you want to do, is, like, I think you did wrap it up. I'm not even going to ask the question. I'm just going to tell you. That seems to be your message, because I got that a lot from you at Sack Wizard World.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes you that much more endearing. Like, that's why we're big fans of The Smoke. Like, we've talked about you several times on the show, just how great you were to us at the show and how great of a job you did. And then Trek Isolation, of course, we've been talking about that. And I really believe in your message, and I think that that's a huge thing that people need to hear, because we recently have delved into Twitch streaming. And okay. Twitch is the Wild West of the internet. You get everything from awesome people, but they have the gnarliest trolls. And they just go on there and they try and hurt your feelings and just tear people down. And I wrote an article for Nerd Reactor about the difficulty that it is to be on this side of the curtain, or to express, or, you know, to have a face on the internet is hard. Like, we've talked to this people like Ashley Birch on the show, and she, you know, had great things to say, her brother Anthony as well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you got to just keep preaching that message, brother. Cause I think hopefully, Aaron, are you going to get some of these stories told that's going on in your head?
Oh yeah, most definitely. If I can get the time, I'm shooting them out. Like, no lie. Seeing Trek Isolation, just the little snippets is like, yeah, I need to get back. Cause as I dropped off for a long time after school, after the film school, I was just like, well, you know, I got work and all this type of stuff, but it's just like, you see somebody like Smoke at Wizard World right in front of your face, and the energy he brings and stuff, and then you hear about him doing these type of projects, and you look at his other projects, and you're like, this man is just going out there and doing it regardless.
Yeah,
you
know? Just doing it. Doesn't matter.
And
yeah.
It's just like, well, I don't know. Maybe seeing him in person is what is one of those, well, this is a tangible thing now, you know?
Well, you know what? It's funny. I give you a prime example. I started Together Brothers Productions with another gentleman who's a cosplayer, Brian Gregory. Brian had told me, like, you kind of like what you just said. It was like, you know, he wanted to do a film. That's how Together Brothers started. When I met him at a Comic-Con, and he was like, well, I always wanted to do a film. Me and my boys would be in our basement. We would talk about it, but nothing would ever get done. So I looked at him when he said this to me, and I said, let's shoot a film. And he was like, huh? I wrote a, like, three-page script or four-page script, and it was Clash in the Night, and it was our very first one. And it was the lowest budget you can possibly imagine, and we didn't care. We worked our butts off on it. We put it out, and the cosplay community definitely embraced it. And we just wanted to put something together. And from there, we just said, okay, I came up with another idea. And they came up with another idea. And came up with another idea. Now, I'm not going to lie, this year has been kind of stagnant because of personal stuff that was going on in my life. And like you said, some things, you know, you have to put first, your job, your career, your family, and all. So once that gets out of the way and you can focus on it, go full screen. The biggest thing is not being able to ever do it, to talk about what you could have done, could have, should have, would have. Just do it. When you do, again, you can sit back and say, look at what I've accomplished. No matter what happens, you're immortalized on internet. Once you put that film out there, once you're telling, think about it like this. You get to write a story that it was in your head. Then the next thing is you were able to bring all these people together because they believed in your story. And then you were able to put it on film and then show it to the masses, good, bad, or indifferent. But again, you've accomplished something that a lot of people can't say they can do. And then you can feel the pride inside if you left the planet tomorrow saying, hey, I left something to the world, whether they loved it or hated it or was in between about it, that's yours for the rest of your life. You immortalized yourself. And also it comes back to the bottom line is, and this is the key thing when it comes to Hollywood, entertainers, it's humbling yourself to the fans. It's being gracious to the people that helped you get there. Because let's keep it real. I've been a fan. I was a fan of wrestling. I was a fan of science fiction. I was a fan of comic books. I was a fan of all this stuff. And I was the one on the receiving end going to these Comic-Cons, seeing people that I've admired, like you guys have said about me. I was on the receiving end. So now that I'm somewhat on that level where now people are coming to see me or paying their respects, what do you think I'm going to act like? I got to act all high and mighty, like, oh, yes, yes, you know, kiss the ring and yes, pay my, you're going to pay for my autograph here. $30 for an autograph and the picture is $50. No, I don't believe in that. That's the problem with a lot of people in Hollywood. A lot of people, there are some people that, I'll use an example, Steve Amell does Arrow. The most down-to-earth cat you will ever meet. He is true to form. He is what Hollywood is lacking, and he's the kind of prime example I'm talking about. When you're being gracious like that, not only will your fans appreciate it, not only the people around you appreciate it, but it puts you in a better group of a lot of people. So at the bottom line, at the end of the day, it's about being humble and being gracious and never forgetting where you came from and thanking those people that got you there. Like what you guys put on the show, I'm grateful that you guys will love me to have me on the show. It means the world to me. So, I mean, no matter what I'm doing, I'm like, okay, I don't forget about people. It's just like earlier this week, for the people that don't know, I was supposed to be on the show earlier this week, and I'm the first one to admit when I you know, make an error or something. I promised these guys I would be on the show. Things happened. Some personal stuff went down, and I couldn't make it. And these guys, Corey and them, were trying to contact me, and I was like, oh, my God, I can't get through. And they were gracious about it, and again, I was like, I got to make up for it. I got to be on their show. And so here I am. And so, again, it's all about never forgetting where you came from and always being grateful to the people that believe in what you do. So, again, guys, thank you.
Yep, really two of us here who definitely believe in Trek Isolation and Eric's message. I mean, you got to look this guy up. Look at the amazing work he did. His Reverse Flash cosplay is on point. It's as good as anything I've seen. Tell people if they have not watched Trek Isolation and they're on the fence about it, tell them why they should go watch it.
They should watch it for a lot of different reasons. One, the story. The story goes without saying. It's a strong story. It's a story that has not been done before. in the Trek universe, let alone in TOS era. Two, the great cast that's not only just on the celebrity front, but you have a great cast of great people. Three, the cosplayers. You're going to see a lot of cosplayers, a lot of people that are fans of cosplayers, such as myself, Ivy Doom, Kitty Vegas, Jean Marie Nicole. I'm sorry, Jean, if I'm pronouncing wrong, but you've got a lot of great cosplayers that are coming on that are making appearances for the first time on camera. So for those people who are fans of some of these great cosplayers, you get to see them in action and bring in their characters and what they do to life. And again, you just have a great, great story, and it comes back to being all about Trek. So that's what I would tell people about Trek, what they're not missing. If you're not a fan of Trek, if you are a fan of Trek, you're going to love it, because not just looking at it as a regular Trek series, but you're looking at it as a great story, a story of science fiction. So, again, just basically, you're going to want it. You're going to want to see it. And then the performances and everything that we're bringing to the table, you're going to be drawn in. And if you're not drawn in, I'm going to make you get drawn in.
You are an intimidating figure. So when he says that, just take it from us. He's a...
But I'm really a sweet big teddy bear, really. That has big claws. That's all. So it's a big teddy bear with claws.
Where can people learn more about the project?
And on a side note, like, you know, earlier this year, some of you guys may not know, I had earlier, maybe a couple weeks ago, I lost my my mother unexpectedly. It was unexpected. Wow. My parents, period. They played a strong part in what I'm doing now. And it wouldn't be right not to mention this. Family is everything to me. And my mom and my dad were my inspirations of why I'm the person that I am today. So bottom line, everyone and everyone out there who has a mom, dad, parents, just let them know how much you appreciate them. Because once they're gone, they're gone. And the one most important thing is my mom knew how much this meant to me. She knew how much I loved my career. She loved and she supported everything I did. She's the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. And like I said, everything that I'm doing from this point on is a tribute to her and my father and for the legacy they left with me and my siblings and all. So again, I tell this to anyone and everyone. And even with this, you know, being there with my mom at the end, unexpectedly, it was a blessing just to be by her, you know, by her side at the end. So I tell everyone, you know, again, appreciate the people that are here, appreciate the people that support you and especially love you. And for those people that are moms or dads or parents are still around, let them know how much you appreciate them. Because again, once they're gone, you know, you can't get that time back.
That's great stuff.
But there you go.
That's
just
great
wanted
stuff.
To say that.
Well, I know Mama Moran, yeah, would have no choice but to be proud of her son, because the stuff you do is amazing, and the message you speaks loud to a lot of people in this fandom that we have.
Well, thank you. Greatly appreciate that.
Why don't you tell everybody where they could find out more or actually watch some Trek Isolation?
Okay. Well, Trek Isolation, you can check out our Facebook on Trek Isolation. On Facebook, you just go on, or if you want to do a Google search under Trek Isolation, you'll see it pop up, Stan Lee, and all these other great names attached to the project. Also, you can go on Instagram under Trek / Isolation. You can also go on Twitter for Trek Isolation. You can also find more information. If you can't find Trek Isolation's page, you can go under the Smoke Fan page, or Ivy Doom Kitty's fan page, or Dave Turner's fan page, or Starship Farragut's fan page. You can definitely check that out, or StarshipFarragut.com. Also, you can check out basically Eric Moran, which is my other name, in parentheses, The Smoke. Let's see. We have so many different pages. If you get lost in any of the stuff I've said, all you got to do is do a Google search. Type of Eric the Smoke Moran, and everything that I just said will pop up on Google or Yahoo or whatever, and you'll find me somewhere floating in the world of the internet, which is awesome, man. It's freaking awesome.
And what he's saying is the truth, everyone. We've gotten through our, you know, couple years of experience in this industry that we've gotten to cover. The people that we know that happen to be involved in Trek Isolation have all just been amazing people in person. So what you get is what you see. We want to thank Eric the Smoke Moran for his time on the show.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to wish you the best of luck.
And one more thing. Even though I can't talk about it right now, I'm in talks for another TV show. But I'm in talks right now, so I can't talk about it.
You going to tease us like that?
I'm sorry?
You going to give us a tease like that right at the dead end? What?
That way, you know, I'd rather leave it on a cliffhanger, so this way you guys can get me back on the show. But on the cliffhanger, I am in the works of on a TV deal, major TV deal, and a major film, possibly a major film deal with a major. If you guys thought the celebrities were working with a Trek Isolation or something, wait till you see what we got coming up possibly and who we're going to be working with. I'm very, very excited, keeping my fingers crossed. I don't want to jinx it, so that's all I'm going to say on that.
Yeah, we don't want to pull a Jason Statham.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not going to say nothing. You never know. You never know. You know, all I can say is by the time New York Comic Con hits, all will be revealed. So in a couple months, a lot will be revealed. So, again, you know, you guys could say, oh, my God, we had him on the show. And you can do a Seth Rogen. Oh, my God, we had him on the show. Oh, my God, we got to get him back. Oh, you know, so, like I said, again, you know, again, guys, I want to thank you again for having me on the show. I'm just having a lot of fun. Again, that's what life is all about, just having so much fun, man. That's having it. A lot of fun.
Get off the couch. Go do your dreams.
It's just that simple. That's how simple it is, right?
Just follow your dreams.
Shia LaBeouf was right, wasn't he?
Just do it. You know, I wanted to mention that in the interview, but I don't know. I didn't want to take away.
We should have had him and Shia on the just those two.
They could inspire anything.
Yeah, they're probably going to be the main reason why we win every single war in the next next coming whatevers.
Did that give you a little boost you needed to hear as a filmmaker yourself?
As a filmmaker, as a writer, as a producer. As a comedian, as a comic book artist, as a musician.
I don't know how the guy does so many things.
That's what I'm saying. What is it? Juggle so many hats? What is the saying?
I believe it's juggle so many balls.
Doesn't sound right.
You got to put those balls
in your hand. Doesn't sound right at all.
Put those balls in your hand and you just juggle them.
It's crazy because it's just like I find that it's extremely hard to even plan out certain things throughout the day. And this guy does like a stupid amount of stuff. And then still makes awesome costumes, like
on the side.
Yeah, like you know, it's all right. I do all the movie and stuff, and then yeah, I made that suit of armor over there too, guys. Check that out.
And I think what's inspiring for him mostly is that he's just himself. Like that is the dude. That is him. He's himself everywhere. He doesn't put on a facade. He doesn't pretend to be someone he's not. And with his background, he just challenges the haters. He does not care.
Yeah. Well, me and him definitely have that in common.
I was thinking that.
We
as
and
well.
Him are kindred spirits, you yeah. know. I almost said father? No?
You might want to check your family line. He might...
could be somewhere. Smoke could be a... He could be a Carter.
Well, like we said, there's a lot going on in VGB World. We do have a panel at Wizard World this weekend. When you're listening to this, if you're in the Sacramento greater area and you want to check out VGB live in front of a bunch of people with Janice Davis, it's going to be at the Sacramento Convention Center, and it might not be too late. Get your tickets. And Aaron, if there's nothing else to say, we can take this baby to sleep.
Yeah, we can tuck it in and yell, just do it in its face.
Just do it! All right. So for Aaron Carter, Corey Vincent, we want to thank Eric the Smoke Moran. We will see you this weekend at Sacramento Wizard World. And as always, everyone, don't be a douchebag.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Let me bang you,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
What are we doing?
I let you bang.
Let me bang again.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.